Nyawa Skenakagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gaino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gaino is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and I'm coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. Each week, we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. This week is absolutely no exception to the rule, so without further ado, you are hereby cordially invited to enjoy the music and the chat. My featured artist today is Burke Jodwin, a Métis fellow from northern Saskatchewan. We're going to be discussing his second album, Halfbreed. Among his many accolades, in 2022, he won the Indigenous Artist of the Year at the Saskatchewan Music Awards. He's currently nominated for the 2023 Canadian Folk Music Awards to be held in Vancouver this coming March. We have a lot to talk about, so without further ado, we're going to get into our listening with the devil. You're listening to Gaino.
There's no telling what tomorrow will hold. No way for me to know. Will that devil ever let me go? I don't think so. Now my brother tells me there's a better way. What can I say? But I know he's right. Just not today, yeah, yeah, yeah. One last dance with the devil's night. I tell myself it'll be alright. One last dance with the devil's night. Cause tomorrow's goodbye. Keep on going the way I'm going. They'll all line the pews knowing that it never let me go. Let that whiskey keep on flowing. One last dance with the devil's night. Tell myself it'll be alright. Dance with the devil tonight. Tell myself it'll be alright. One last dance with the devil tonight. Cause tomorrow's goodbye. One last dance with the devil tonight. Tell myself it'll be alright.
A show starter at Burke Jodwin's live shows, but it's also a great way to start our conversation today here on Gaino. Welcome back to the conversation. Once again, I'm excited to welcome my featured guest today, Burke Jodwin from Saskatchewan, to the show today. So without further ado, Burke, let's hop right into it. We have some heavy topics to talk about, but we're also going to have a lot of fun in the meantime as well. Nyawe Skano, I'm thankful you're well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, Brad. I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me on today. Really appreciate that.
Let me just say, as the host of Gaino, I get a kick out of being able to talk to Indigenous musicians from all across Turtle Island, and we get to travel to the far north today and be able to, really dive into the sounds of the land. And I say that because the music definitely reflects your location, and I want people to be transported to your homelands and everything today. So let's start with some introductions, if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Burke Jodwin, and I'm from Pierce Land, Saskatchewan, in Canada. I'm residing in the southern part of the province now, Leader, Saskatchewan. I'm a Métis man, half breed, if you will, and yeah, super proud of it. Super proud of my heritage. Super proud of who I am, and super proud of the songs we've been putting together.
Yeah, these songs are really going to resonate with a lot of people because you know, something that I saw on your website. There aren't a lot of fairy tales here. These are real gritty songs that we're discussing. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's no, I don't possess the ability to create nothing, I guess, if that makes any sense. Everything I write, there's a story. I'm a folk singer. I tell stories of the people. I tell stories of the land, and that's what I do, and it's what I enjoy to do. It's really fulfilling for me.
I'm always fascinated with the musical influences that people bring to the table, and you have a clearly kind of rock country, a country rock sound, if you will. Who are some of the influences that you had growing up?
I've had several, lots of influences, but I'd say the main influence on me as an artist would be Mr. Steve Earle. I love the way Steve Earle sounds, and then later on in his career, I love how he, whatever his stance may be, he takes it and he sticks to it. It's kind of like what I'm doing with my music. I believe I'm writing and singing about important topics, and I just put it melodically and put some cool guitars to it, and hopefully people listen to it.
Absolutely. You know, Burke, something that really, again, becomes apparent, and I already kind of touched on this, you're not afraid to tackle hard subjects, and we're going to ease into some of that right now. But, you know, again, talking musical influences and your musical upbringing and whatnot, even though you always had an interest in music, it wasn't until a little bit later that you actually started to play guitar, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was into my 20s, and I was working up north, and I was in a camp, and I came out of camp, and I had a pocket full of money. Well, looking back, it wasn't all that much, but I thought I was rich. So I went Christmas shopping. It was right at Christmas time, and I bought my brother a guitar kit. They had a guitar and a little amp and picks and little book on how to play it and stuff. I figured that was the coolest present I ever bought anybody. He looked at it and didn't even bother it ever again. Like, what the heck? So then I picked it up and I started to learn it. And once I started learning it, he wanted to learn it, so I had to go track myself down another guitar. But yeah, we were in our 20s before we started actually punking around on guitars. It wasn't something that was readily available to us as children. And so we started doing that, and I learned a little bit about the music part of it. And I didn't really start writing until I was well into my 30s. So I'm a bit of a late bloomer.
Well, what was it that made you decide to take it to that next level? Was there a particular moment?
Yeah. Yeah, there was. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I ended up in a residential treatment center for addiction. And when I came out, I had a lot of idle time, idle hands. You know, they say idle hands is the devil's playground. And so I needed something to do. And so I started boxing, actually. I started exercising and working. I was a boxer. I became a competitive boxer. Unfortunately, during my boxing career, I hurt my back, and I wasn't able to train anymore. So I figured, well, I know how to play guitar, so maybe I can write a few songs. And then that's what I started doing. I started writing songs, putting songs together, and it sounded okay. And then I showed some people, and they thought the songs were okay. And so I thought, well, maybe I can do this a little bit more. And so now I call music my medicine, because it is. It keeps me busy, it keeps me occupied. You know, it's I do not have idle hands. Now, you know, I'm always creating something, and that's really important to me. So there was a definitive moment where music did come in and save my life.
It's a wonderful medicine. It's a wonderful tool to be able to do that. And congratulations on your sobriety. And I think that's important to also acknowledge as well, because, you know, plenty of people can certainly relate, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
And so this is what also kicks off, I guess, your desire to want to tackle some of these hard subjects too, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. You know, a lot of my songs, like we talk about the song The Devil, is about that hamster wheel that we're on as and when we're in active addiction, you know, the I'll quit tomorrow. When someone listens to these songs and they hear those words and it starts to resonate within them, maybe I can inspire them to, you know, maybe give it a shot to quit today, not tomorrow. And maybe these songs will help somebody along the way. And that would be the ultimate for me, is to actually know I helped somebody somewhere just through my music.
You know, I feel similarly with hosting and producing this radio show, right? Like, you know, you never know who's going to be hearing this. And,
yeah.
You know, there might just be, even if it's just one individual, that's one life saved, and that's well worth it too.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
Burke, when we come back, we'll be discussing the themes on the album, and we'll also dive a little bit into the choice of the title track of the album and everything like that as well. And of course, as is custom here on Gyno, you were kind enough to provide me with a couple of recommendations. We're going to be hearing the North Sounds, Young, Dumb, Drunk, and Not Doing So Good. And before the show is up, LJ Tyson's Home on a Rainbow. But kicking things off right now, it's Half Breed from Burke Jodwin today on Gyno.
Ever had to pick color? What side do you belong? It's like being lost in the jungle, just trying to get along. You look east and you look west, but you just ain't like the rest. I'm just a half-breed man. They don't like the way I am. I can't listen to what they say, 'cause my skin can't wash away. They call me names and they hurt me, 'cause my skin was a different shade. I started to think the way that they did. I started to hate the way I was made. 'Cause I'm just a half-breed man. They don't like the way. Listen to what they say, 'cause my skin can't wash away. I finally found peace inside me, and I accepted who I am. I got the best of both worlds inside this half-breed for a better way. I find them boys that look just like me, and I thought I had it made. But they call me names and they hurt me, 'cause I couldn't understand the words they said. Just a half-breed man. They don't like the way I
legends must unfold. So I sing my song and I move along, trying to be strong. I'm like a pistolero, pistolero, pistolero. I ain't got no home. Pistolero, pistolero, pistolero. I ride all alone. So I stand here on the stage and I sing my songs to the crowd. Songs about the Indian, legends about my people. My lady in her cold black hair. I'm like a pistolero, pistolero, pistolero. I ain't got no home. Pistolero, pistolero, pistolero. Stories must be told, legends must unfold. So I sing my song and I move along, trying to be strong. You know I'm a pistolero, pistolero, pistolero.
Alexa Dawson, phoning in from traditional Osage and Kansa territory, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Moody.
Take my keys,
It's the North Sound with Young, Dumb, Drunk, and Not Doing So Good, winding down our first block of listening on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome back to the conversation. If you're just now tuning in, I'm joined on the line with country rock artist Birk Jodwin of Marilyn and Music. We're discussing his musical background, some of the heavy topics, and his journey thus far. And now, specifically, we're going to be talking about the track Halfbreed. And let's start right there, Birk. I figure this is a good entry point to acclimate listeners to the overall themes fun on the album, yeah?
Oh, okay, absolutely. Absolutely, Brett. Yeah, Halfbreed is the title track of the album. And it's a really important piece of writing for me. It describes how my life was from the first second that I can remember up until now. It's hard to belong somewhere. Do you know what I mean? People call me an Indian, but then the indigenous people call me an apple. You know, red on the outside and white on the inside, because I didn't grow up out there. You know, I'm not like the folks in town. I'm not like the folks on the reserve. So it's hard, and that's exactly what that piece of writing is about. That's exactly what that song is about, is what it was like for me growing up in northern Saskatchewan as a half-breed. And it was a bit of a challenge, and you know, and you learn to not like yourself, because you know, people don't like you just because how you look or just because how you sound. And I've experienced a lot of racism, and when you hear people experience racism, they automatically assume it's from white people. Well, that's not necessarily the case. You know, I've experienced a lot of racism from white people, but I've experienced a lot of racism from indigenous people too, because I'm not full indigenous. You know, I'm a half breed. So it's that's what that song's about. It's about the challenges it is to be a Métis man, to be a half breed.
There are constant reminders that there's a lot of work still to be done in this process of decolonization. It's not easy, simple work. It's in fact quite messy, right?
Absolutely.
Birk, let's get more into specifics about the album now. How does this collection of songs differ from your previous release?
Oh, I found I was a little more refined in my writing. My previous release, I liked that album. I loved that album. I loved the songs on. There were some really important songs on there. Songs like Indian Boy, that was about my grandfather in the residential schools, and Sisters, about missing and murdered indigenous women. But when we get into this new album, the writing of it is more refined. You know, I think it shows that I've gained some more experience as an artist coming from the first album to the second album. The topics are still there. The heaviness is still there. The importance of the stories is still there. But I think I just, you know, conveyed them a little better the second time around.
And I think that's often the case, right? You do the first one, and I imagine that you probably like to, you have a tendency to probably overthink things, right? You know, so you're dissecting, yeah. Oh, I could have done this with this, and, you know, maybe the arrangement could have been a little bit better. But that's all, of course, part of the process that people need to understand, too, this refinement of things like that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. If you do something more than once, you're going to get better at it. You know, it's just that's just the way we work as human beings. If I do the third one, fourth one, fifth one, hopefully I just keep getting better and better at it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the album has done incredibly well already. For listeners out there, Burke won the 2022 Indigenous Artist of the Year at the Saskatchewan Music Awards back in December. And in fact, this album went to the number 10 spot on the Best Album of the Year too, huh?
Yep, that's right. And I was greatly proud of that accomplishment because it's validating to know that this group of writings, this group of songs that we put together, is other people are enjoying them, you know, other people are listening to them, getting something out of them. So that was a really good day.
Something that becomes really apparent, you're not creating songs just to entertain people and to party to. You do write with a purpose. You are trying to get people to think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I always say that. My goal is, especially in my live shows, is to allow people to feel something. You know, I don't want to numb them from the world. You know, I wanted to think about how things are going because I don't think we're going to make anything better unless we really sit down and start thinking about what's going on and what's happened and where we need to go in the future. I have zero interest in making people dance and drink. It's just not, I don't want to do that, you know. Yeah.
You're setting out with very specific intention, and I think it shows as well. And I want to dedicate a couple minutes to talking about this next track that we're going to hear. The song is Walking with the Angels, and there are some very important messages found on the album, but this is one of the ones that is particularly poignant, too, yeah.
Yeah, well, Walking with Angels is a story about a young man from northern Saskatchewan. His name is Tristan DeRoche. He's also a Métis man and an accomplished musician himself. He's a fiddler, like a violinist, fiddler. He plays a lot of good jigs and stuff like that, but we have a problem in Saskatchewan, especially in our Indigenous communities, and that being suicide. The suicide rate is alarmingly high within our Indigenous communities. And what Tristan did, he walked hundreds of miles to the capital of Saskatchewan, being Regina. He set up a teepee, and he went on a 44-day fast in at the Parliament building in hopes of getting the attention of the government. The reason he did that is because 44 members of the political party in power within the province voted down a bill to address the suicide crisis going on in the province. And he did get the attention of the premier of the province, but all they did was charge Tristan with trespassing. But that's the way it goes. You know, to me, Tristan DeRoche is a hero, and to a lot of other people, he's a hero. And if everybody had the compassion and the heart of that young man, I think this would be a much better place. And that's why I wrote that song for him and about him. It was exactly that.
Well, and it's almost like, you know, if they're not going to talk about it, then we have the responsibility to make sure that we will too. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. If they want to put on blinders and earplugs, well, doesn't mean we have to, you know, we have to do for everybody. We have to save people. We have to be good human beings. And someone like Tristan is one of the best. You know, he's one of the best people I've ever met.
We're reaching a lot of people today, right? And it is our hope that whether that problem might be drinking, we might be able to help influence them to say, look, it is possible. You don't have to pick that up. You can put it down. You can change your life. But at the same time, you know, even if it's not drinking related, we're also saying to that individual, look, your life does matter. And we are going to talk about this. And you matter, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No matter what we're going through, no matter what you or I or the person we bump into downtown is going through, you know, you do matter. We all matter. You know, there's somebody that loves us, somebody that counts on us. There's somebody that will miss us. You know, there's somebody that wants to talk to us right now. We just don't know it. You know, so yes, we all do matter. That's a great point, Brett.
I belong to an artist collective here on the Seneca Nation's territory, and one of my cohorts, she was able to secure us hosting the 2023 World Indigenous and International Indigenous Suicide Prevention Conference as well. So this is something that, is near and dear to my heart. It is something that, you know, I tried as a young teenager, and I do feel very passionate about, like, you know, we need to do everything we can, once again, to just make sure that people do realize that they're heard, right?
Absolutely. That's great to hear, Brett. I really am glad to hear that. And yes, that's really so important. So important. We're never really alone. You know, there's always somebody. You might even be a stranger that was willing to help out, but there's always somebody.
We have a lot more listening today, and we have a few more minutes to come back and chat. So without further ado, we're going to hear the second of Burke's recommendations today, LJ Tyson's Home on a Rainbow. But first, it's the song we're talking about right now from Burke Jodwin's Halfbreed. Turn it up and sing along. Rather, listen with open ears and an open heart with Walking with the Angels today on Gyno.
I've been walking a million miles of my home. I've been walking so long that I don't know. I don't know if ever I can go home. Sometimes I feel all alone. I seen too many die young. I seen cry, sing them wrong. I heard them beg, I felt their pain, but no one listens just the same. So now I walk with my stand for what we believe. I hope they hear, I hope they see that there's no need for life to end.